Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
And I hope you are having an amazing day so far. Welcome to the season premiere of the Take It Easy radio show. My name is Kyle. It is so nice to be back on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Martez is here with me. Martez, how you doing today?
I am doing good, man. I'm very, very happy to hear you back. Very, very happy to hear that opening. I love that opening. So, ready to get back at it, man. I love that.
Oh, good to hear your voice again.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
Hey.
Good to hear your voice again, Martez.
Likewise, you've been a busy man. I took a break. Well, you seem like you've been pretty busy still getting at it, man.
Yeah, we still are getting it done. For those of you who are listening to us on Open Talk Radio, you can find me every day on the Take It Easy podcast. It's available on all of your podcasting platforms, and I believe we're going to be here twice now. We're doing two a week now here on Open Talk Radio. Am I correct, Martez?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yes. Sir, so I'm happy to be doubling the rate and happy to be here.
Well, we appreciate you continuing to collaborate with us and working with us and doing 2 days out the week. So definitely appreciate that.
I love coming on here and talking, Martez, and I'm glad that we are back for another season. So feels good to be back. I'm getting that rush again. I haven't felt it in like 12 weeks now of live radio. It feels good again.
It's nothing like live radio. I still haven't figured it out yet. Like, I always listen to you, man. Some people say I'm the brains behind this, but I listen to you, and you're so calm and cool. You never sound nervous when you're on the air. And for me, like, 5 years of doing this, I'm still pretty nervous. I still have those little moments where you get a little nervousness in me.
I feel you. If you listen back to some of the earlier stuff that we did, if you find the stuff from 2019, it is not this polished. It is nervous. It is pausing. It is like stopping and starting again. Like, it is. It took a lot of practice to get here, so it's no easy ride, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but the good, cool thing about it, man, like, you're on your way up, man. I mean, I'm not even going to say a couple years from now. I'll try to say something nice about every show that works with me on this podcast, but you got a lot of upside, as they say in the world of sports. You got a lot of upside, a lot of potential. You surpass the potential part. Like, you are a real player in this industry, and that's just real talk coming from me, man. Cheers.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And there's always something bigger to fry, but no, I understand. Like, it's crazy how I've gotten to this point, basically from what was zero to, you know, a podcast and a radio show. And we get all kinds of people that reach out to me, and it's really cool. And I'd say likewise you. I mean, this is the fifth year of Open Talk Radio. Like, that 313 The Flash, that's crazy to think about, man. 5 years of doing this, that's awesome.
Yep, it is. But going into this fifth year, we finally feel, well, I'm saying we, but it's always been just been me. Now bringing on other people that can help me out, but I really feel established like a real radio station. So there's gonna be a lot of things that's gonna be done differently to also help those that are hosting their shows on this platform, because I don't want you to have to come over here for nothing all the time, if you know what I mean. So there's going to be a few different things differently that's going to be happening this season. But that's private conversations that we can have.
That's dope, man. Yeah, I'm super excited for it, and this is never going to be a waste of time. No matter who's listening, no matter who we got coming on, no matter how professional, like this is so much fun to have a radio show that's got my name on it. It might just be my first name, and it's got the Take It Easy on it, but I've got a damn radio show. That's freaking cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can make sure that that last name is on there for the next show. I just realized that. My bad.
I mean, I don't know. I'll send that out to you. It's Ledbetter, L-E-D-B-E-T-T-E-R, and oh, no. I'll send that to you afterwards, too. We don't have to do this on the air right now, but it's good to hear back from you, my man.
Okay. Good.
I mean, yeah, we can figure all that stuff later. It's just good to talk to you again after these many months, Marquez.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Likewise.
Yeah. So excited. By the way, check out all the other stuff. I know there was a show before this that I eavesdropped on a little bit when I came into the studio. I realized, oh, that's right. It's Wednesday, so they've got a show in the afternoon.
It's all good. I mean, I wish I would have saw your call. I would have brought you on to the show, man. Because I like other shows to engage with other shows, too. So don't ever feel like you can't call in and engage or agree or disagree with other shows on their show. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Hey, that's dope. It just caught me off guard for a second. Then I realized that's right. Thursday, I'm the first show. But on Wednesdays, there's a show before me. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. It's good talking to you again, Martez. And he'll still be here behind me, but it's cool chatting with you. I know I like bringing you in here and we can chat about stuff because it's been a while. So I'm glad that we got to bring Martez in here real quick. Because, again, he is the man behind all of this right here. So I guess it's just me. Like he said, it's just me. So it's cool to engage like that. So. This is the Take It Easy radio show, and for those who have listened before, welcome back, I suppose, and those who are here the first time, it's just going to be an hour of just messing around a little bit here, and that's kind of the same idea of the podcast, maybe a longer form discussion thing, but it's kind of the same idea, so I'm excited to be back, and we're doubling our efforts this year, so I'm super excited to be back here on the Take It Easy radio show. The first place I want to start, I guess, is just with news of the day, considering that back when we were doing the show last time, we were trying to see if there were like live games on, and there will be nothing of those sorts right now. I guess there is going to be some interesting games tonight, but oh my goodness. Oh my God. Never mind. We have a show here, ladies and gentlemen. Live on Open Talk Radio, as of 27 seconds ago, according to Woj, James Harden has just been traded to the Brooklyn. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. James Harden has just been traded to the Brooklyn Nets. Live on the air. I love when this happens. When it's a podcast, I record at like 6 in the morning. There's never breaking news. But, oh, my God, I think James Harden has just been traded to the Nets. I'm trying to get confirmation as I talk here. So I'm just filibustering right now because, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely insane right now. Oh, here we go. According to Shams Charania, the Nets are trading former All-Star James Harden and sending 4 first-round picks and 4 pick swaps to the Houston Rockets. So they are sending 8 draft picks to the Houston Rockets, potentially 8 draft picks to the Houston Rockets, and Caris LeVert, Jarrett Allen, and others are involved in the trade, and there may be multiple teams involved here in this trade. Oh my God, this is an NBA altering move right here. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. This has never happened to me before, so you will see. As Martez was talking about, the wall is going to start crumbling on the professionalism here because I have never been on the air with crazy league shattering breaking news like this.
Hey, way to come back for your season premiere with us with some breaking news like that. That's some huge news. Wow.
Oh my God. The amazing part of this too is that we were talking to start the thing. If we had started like how the show might have normally gone before, I would have missed the news altogether because I would have put my phone down for the rest of the show. And because of that, like 27 seconds after we stop, boom, James Harden gets traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
Man, oh man.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so details are going to keep coming in here. 4 seconds ago, here's another one. Oh, actually, here we go. Reporting with Ramona Shelburne, Brooklyn acquires James Harden in a 3-team deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Going back to the Houston Rockets are Caris LeVert, Dante Exum, he's the backup point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Rodionis Karukas, solid role player, 4 first-round picks, including the Cavs' first-round pick via the Milwaukee Bucks, and 4 Nets pick swaps are going to the Houston Rockets. Jarrett Allen and Torian Prince are going back to the Cavs. Okay, so I'm making notes here on the page right here. So Cleveland gives up Dante Exum and the Bucks' first-round pick next year, or 2 years from now, that they got, I think, in the George Hill trade, like George Hill and Matthew Dellavedova or something like that. So they give up Dante Exum and a Bucks first-round pick, and they get Jarrett Allen and Torian Prince. Wow. The Cavs did really well in that trade. Wow. And then the Rockets get 8 first-round picks. Okay. Whew. First of all, this is one of the only possible trades that could have been made where the entire NBA's landscape has just changed. Like, in one swift move, this is one of the only ways that this could have happened. Because, number one, the Brooklyn Nets just got the only legitimate big three in the NBA. Number two, the Houston Rockets just got 8 draft picks from that, and that'll be down the road. It takes the Rockets out of the mix this year, but it's still – we'll put that to the side for now. The Brooklyn Nets, one, just got a legitimate superstar who I assume, because he's going into this situation, he's going to be the number two on the Houston Rockets team. I assume that they worked this out in advance. I assume that there's going to be a scenario where the Houston Rockets, Kevin Durant's going to be the number one, James Harden's going to be the number two, Kyrie Irving's going to defer scoring 18 or 19 points a game, and it'll rotate. I assume they've worked this out, because if they haven't worked this out, it's going to be amazing to watch them try and work this out live during the entire season. Like, if they haven't figured out how this is going to work together, like, it's just going to be absolutely unbelievably amazing. Number two, it's going to be super fascinating because they have a legitimate big three. So, first of all, they add a legitimate superstar. Two, they have a legitimate big three now. No other team in the NBA has a legitimate big three. And this has been one of the first times in a while that this has existed. Like, a legitimate big three exists now for the Houston Rockets. I'm sorry, for the Brooklyn Nets. Rockets, they just dumped everyone else. And I assume this puts them towards the top of whatever kind of hierarchy you want, but it's so fascinating because you're watching the Milwaukee Bucks, and they've got Giannis, and they've got Chris Middleton, and they've got Drew Holiday. But now you look at Brooklyn, they've got Kyrie Irving, that's a counter for Drew Holiday, Kevin Durant, that's a counter for Giannis, James Harden, that is a definite counter for Chris Middleton. And you look at the Lakers, who are probably still the powerhouse in the West, et cetera. They've dominated to start the season. Brooklyn has 3 players better than the Lakers' 3 players. They are now also the only team in the NBA, apart from the Lakers. The Lakers used to be the only team that had 2 legitimate superstars. They had LeBron James, they had Anthony Davis. Now Brooklyn has James Harden and Kevin Durant. And this gets so fascinating because this creates a triumvirate that is better than what the Lakers can possess, because the Lakers, let's be honest, once you get past the Dennis Schroeders and the Montrezl Harrells, they don't have very much. And to be honest, if you look through Brooklyn's roster, they don't have very much left either. I assume DeAndre Jordan is still going to be there because he is homies with James Harden, and he's homies with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Whew, this is a lot of different stuff going on here. So he's still there. I assume he's going to be the starting center. Oh my goodness. We have more breaking news. After the deal was just done, the Pacers are trading Victor Oladipo to the Rockets for a package around Caris LeVert. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is just insanity. And I'm trying to pull myself together here, but oh my freaking God, what is happening right now? Okay. So Brooklyn sends three unprotected picks plus pick swaps. Okay, three unprotected first-round picks, 2022, 2024, 2026, plus pick swaps in 2021, 2023, 20, so picks all the way through 2027. Rockets get Cleveland's 2022 first-round pick by the Bucks. Okay, so Woj is putting that out there. And then you have this new deal that is going to send Victor Oladipo back to the Pacers. So Caris LeVert is going to end up on the Pacers. Is this a straight up trade? That would be remarkable if this is just a straight up trade. The Rockets are expanding the deal to send Caris LeVert to the Pacers. Wow, it's just a straight up deal. Wow. Interesting. So they just gave up Victor Oladipo for Caris LeVert. That doesn't seem like a very smart idea. I guess Oladipo is better in the short term, and I guess that's kind of what the Rockets are going for, but you just gave up eight draft picks. I mean, gosh, this is just all of this is just too much for me, and I'm trying to process this and doing it on the air. It's fantastic. I've never had this before. This is one of the coolest things ever. So we go from that situation. So let's go over to the Rockets now. So from the Rockets standpoint, you've just added a ton of draft picks. And again, people forget that the Rockets' cabinet of assets was bare, and that's why Daryl Morey left this offseason. Mike D'Antoni was going to leave no matter what, and it's why Russell Westbrook wanted out, and when James Harden wanted out, and they couldn't really upgrade the team any farther from there. So Westbrook was the last asset, and I put assets in air quotes, that the Rockets had. And it's fascinating because you're going to see all of a sudden the Rockets' asset cupboard is bare, and now they're replenishing the cupboard. This doesn't necessarily position where they're like, oh my goodness, this rebuild is going to be remarkable, because we've kind of figured out the formula now. The formula is franchises give up all the assets there in those trades. They're not going to use all of them. They give up the assets so that the Rockets down the road can acquire another superstar. Case in point, think about the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans have like 11 first-round picks in the next 6 years. Well, the Pelicans aren't going to use all those first-round picks. They already have tons of players on their roster. What they have those draft picks for is to flip them later for legitimate star players. They just flipped one of them for Steven Adams, which is a short-term move. And if another superstar presents itself, say James Harden, they could have made a James Harden deal with the assets that they had, because they have 11 first-round picks in the next 6 years. And over the next 7 years, it took eight to acquire James Harden. So the Pelicans could have acquired another superstar. And that's where the Rockets are right now. They're not going to use all those draft picks. They're going to trade them down the line to X person or X team for X player, whatever that may be. The NBA is just going on crazy right now. So in the Victor Oladipo case, so let's figure out what the Rockets starting lineup is now. So you have John Wall, Victor Oladipo, PJ Tucker, You have Christian Wood, you have Boogie Cousins, you have Dan Wellhouse coming off the bench. They got Dante Exum in the trade. They've got Karukas now. I think that's the Rockets' starting lineup. You know, that team could sneak to the 10th in the West, but I think what they're kind of banking on is the future assets. And I would like to state for the record that Miami, you could have had him for Tyler Hero, but whatever. I guess that's kind of where you're at right now. Okay, so I guess this is the full trade now. So, yeah. Just reading through this real quick. Yeah, so they just straight up traded Caris LeVert for Victor Oladipo. I mean, the Pacers did pretty damn well in that one, I gotta admit. The Pacers did pretty damn well flipping Victor Oladipo for Caris LeVert. That could be a big time dub for the Pacers right there. Like, as the NBA just goes crazy. It does seem interesting that they would pull that off, and I mean, damn. If I'm going to clip this and use it for a podcast, that's got to be like right there, because holy hell, that was crazy. So let's go back to the Brooklyn side of it. Now that all the trades are done and we've kind of got everything set in stone here. So Brooklyn's lineup now consists of, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, so if I forget someone, apologies for those listening. We can add the Googler as well. So I guess their starting point guard, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Kevin Durant. I assume they'll move DeAndre Jordan into the center position. Dinwiddie's gone for the season. So they would have Joe Harris. I think they still have Jeff Green, Luwawu Cabarro in there, Landry Shamet coming off the bench. That's right. They flipped Landry Shamet for a draft pick. So that one turns out to be pretty good. Interesting. So with Joe Harris at the three, Kevin Durant at the four, stretch four-ish, Kevin Durant's really playing on the wing. And DeAndre Jordan, man, that team is good. That is good, man. And this is the thing that we were talking about when I said, like, we need this to happen. We need James Harden to end up on the Brooklyn Nets. And the reason we need this to happen is just because we've never seen it before. Like, I am so excited to watch Brooklyn Nets games now. I am so excited to watch the Brooklyn Nets. And this is going to work out. Like, for people who think the chemistry thing is going to blow up, I hope that these guys arrange something in the first place. And again, in the absence of information, I'm just going to kind of sit here and just be there. So in the absence of information, I will just sit it out right now. With that being said, it is going to be interesting to watch all of it play out with how they go forward. How the Brooklyn Nets go forward with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and James Harden dynamic, because they're ball dominant dudes in the backcourt. And I assume, because these dudes all talk to each other, that they've worked out how this is going to work. And the way it should work out is James Harden being like, I'm going to score 26 a night, 26, 27, 28. KD's going to score his crazy numbers. I don't know. What is KD averaging right now? That's a good question I should probably have in advance here. But Kevin Durant is averaging, at this point through the season, he is averaging 27 points per game. 30 points per game. His career is 27. So he's averaging 30 points per game, 7-8 rebounds, and 6 assists. Wow, Kevin Durant's putting up MVP numbers. So Kevin Durant's going to score his 30, because when we think about it, Caris LeVert this season was putting up 15.5 points per game. And Taurean Prince was putting up 8 points per game. So that's 26 points per game right there. So James Harden's going to fill the other 26. And the other players on the bench will fill in. Jared Allen replaced DeAndre Jordan. Maybe Harden has 29, Durant has 30 or 31. And Kyrie Irving's numbers are probably going to be the ones that go down. And this is where the sacrifice is going to be made. Because Kyrie Irving this year is scoring 27 points per game. Now, he hasn't played in too many games, but he's averaging 27 points per game on the season. That number is going to go way down. Way down. And other people are going to score, and Brooklyn is not going to be able to sustain. Although LeBron and Danny Green and was it Danny Green was the third leading scorer? I think it was either Danny Green or Rondo. But those dudes, whoever the third person was, I bet they averaged around 81 points a game. And what we're talking about with Durant, Harden, and Kyrie would be something like, if they kept their current pace, is something like 87 points per game, which I guess is reasonable, but I assume that number for Kyrie is going to be more like 22, 23. And I assume that's probably what they agreed upon when they got together because, I mean, is everyone going to get a ton of man, that would be interesting. And then they start playing D'Antoni ball. See, this is why I was so excited at the beginning for this James Harden, Kevin Durant kind of this James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving union is because I just want to see that style of basketball. I just want to see how the hell they put all of that together. And it's going to be so interesting to watch all of this play out over the next few weeks and the next few months and leading into the playoffs because Kyrie Irving is ball dominant point guard guy. Now he's a good distributor, but he works best with the ball in his hands. Like, he has less assists than Kevin Durant. Let me note for the record, he has less assists than Kevin Durant at this point. They're about the same, but just less assists than Kevin Durant. And James Harden, of course, has a lot of assists, but he's also a ball dominant point guard. And I want to see those two playing together so bad because Kyrie Irving is going to lose his mind. And Kevin Durant is going to look like the best guy in the world, and the Brooklyn Nets are a damn super team. And it is so cool that the Brooklyn Nets are a super team. They're going in on these next two seasons, technically three, but we'll see where that goes with Harden. But they are going all in right now. And the NBA is better when you do that. The NBA is so much better when super teams exist. It just makes the sport so much more entertaining in the playoffs. And now this midseason trade has added meaning to the regular season. This is all going to get so damn interesting so fast. And now when does Brooklyn play next? I'm about to figure this out right now. Nets schedule. The Brooklyn Nets play today, but then Saturday. Saturday is the next Nets game against the Magic. Might be James Harden's first game. He might have to go through COVID protocols. They got the Bucks on Monday. Oh, no. Bucks and Nets this Monday. Oh, my Lord. Oh, that is going to be so much fun. If Kyrie Irving can get out of the COVID protocols and we can get Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden together for the first time against Giannis and Middleton and Drew Holiday in an Eastern Conference Finals preview. Oh, my goodness. That would be awesome. Just so awesome. This is amazing. This is amazing. The NBA has just gone all in right now. Whew. Okay, I need to exhale real quick here, because that was just 20 minutes of just straight adrenaline. That was just, oh my gosh, I'm trying to figure out information and do live radio, because under the podcast scenario, I mean, I would react live to it, but then I would pause and get information and make some jokes and then come back here. But this is the beauty of live radio, man. Gotta love live radio. Oh my gosh. Martez, what did you think when I said that James Harden had gotten traded to the Brooklyn Nets? What was going through your mind right then?
You know what? You know what's so funny about that? And you might call me a liar on this, and I won't understand if you did call me a liar. But it's been so much controversy with James Harden and even Kyrie Irving. But really, James Harden, I was listening to Stephen A. Smith talk this morning, and they were talking about James Harden. And James Harden just isn't happy in Houston. So I figure at some point he's going to get traded. Like, this is only going to end in a trade. Did I know that this is going to happen today? Heck no. I thought it was going to at least be a few more weeks before he got traded. So I am surprised that he got traded today nonetheless. But
yeah,
I did feel like it was going to eventually happen. And here's another thing, Kyle. Kyrie. There's a huge possibility that Kyrie may be getting phased out. Kyrie has not been seen. I guess he hasn't been active in about, like, for the last five games. The front office doesn't know what's going on with him. He's going through so many things right now. I think it's a controversy right now with him where he was at a party without a mask. So the NBA may be getting ready to bring down some punishment on him about that. But there's a possibility that I believe Kyrie may not be with the Nets for the rest of the season. But if he is, we can already put them as NBA champions. If Kyrie, James, and Durant stay together, just book it right now. So that's my little two cents on it.
Those are the words I want to hear. It's like the idea that we can book it, champions, game over. But, I mean, the Lakers got a chance, man. The Lakers were a super team before this, so I feel like we've got two super teams now.
And listen, what's so cool about it, we have a super team in the East, and we have a super team in the West, and I've learned this the hard way. I will never count out LeBron James, man. And I know that's he's up there with you. He's down there in California with you. But I'm not a fan of LeBron James, never have been, but every time I count him out, he delivers. So – who knows? I'm not going to totally give them the championship yet, Brooklyn. So, but let's see what happens.
I love when you say super team in the East, super team in the West, because this is just, it's bringing me back to Cavs Warriors, man. And that was, again, part of it is like how old I was, and it was like my first like real introduction to basketball. But I loved the 4 years of Cavs Warriors. Like, they played every year in the finals for 4 years. It was like Warriors took some, the Cavs took some, epic moments, and I want that again. And we're not going to get that style of basketball again, but at least just get like five of the eight best players in the NBA Finals, or four of the eight best players in Kyrie Irving, wherever he ranks and whatever. But I mean, we have four of the eight best players in the sport now on two teams.
Right, and this, if I could just say something else, that I want to agree with you in regards to Cavs Warriors. Cavs Warriors was some of the best stuff the NBA put out there for us. Like, that was a rivalry. There was so much there, you know, the up and coming Warriors. At one point, people thought that Steph Curry was taking LeBron James' spot. It almost felt like LeBron James didn't like Steph Curry because the NBA was ready to anoint him the best player in the league. And that added to that rivalry, you know, and not to mention four straight years. Like, I was loving it. I could have went for a fifth year of that, man. And
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. And secondly, a New York market versus a LA market. The NBA has been clamoring for that for years, hoping that the Knicks would someday take on the Lakers in the NBA championship. Obviously, the Knicks have a lot of work to do. But Brooklyn versus L.A., I mean, come on now. And then lastly, and I'll let you get back to your show, LeBron versus Kyrie. You know, we know there's no love lost there. You know, LeBron versus Kyrie, you know, Kevin Durant versus LeBron. There's just so much there, and I want to see that this year.
Yeah, because I mean, for me, and I think the larger narrative won't admit it, but I mean, Durant took the throne from LeBron for a while there. Like, he dominated LeBron one on one in those NBA Finals, those two Warriors ones that they beat the Cavs. Like, Durant's numbers versus LeBron's numbers are pretty ridiculous in those two series, and so I mean, you know Durant's got something to prove because Kevin Durant's always been one of the most fascinating players in the NBA. And just he loves to be loved. And I think we know he realized in Golden State that winning wasn't everything. And he sacrificed pretty much everything from his reputation on down to win with the Warriors and help elevate the Warriors over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he's such a fascinating guy because now he looks so good around the two sideshows now. And that's crazy to think about because Kyrie Irving gets a bad rap. James Harden gets a bad rap because people think his game is boring. And because he goes to strip clubs and people like to sensationalize that. But both of those dudes get a bad rap, but it works to Kevin Durant's benefit because, one, they're just ridiculously talented basketball players, and two, they make Kevin Durant look better because they're the sideshows, and people want to pay attention to the sideshows. And I feel like this is the best day of Kevin Durant's life post, like, winning the MVP in OKC, like, this is the best day of Kevin Durant's basketball life at this point because those two dudes on your team now, those dudes coming in, and you've got a legitimate team where now it's not Steph's team. It's your team. It's your team with these two ridiculously talented basketball players who happen to be playing on the same team as you, and they are going to run through the Eastern Conference.
Kyle, if I could just jump back in, it just hit me, man. Like, this is huge. You know, because James Harden, he's not a second option. You know, he's on the same level.
I assume they had to have worked this out, though, right? Like, Harden's not going to come in and do the ISO ball thing, or it's all going to blow up in their face.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that can't happen, man. That can't happen.
I assume they've worked this out already. It would be amazing if they haven't worked this out because then we just get to see all the fireworks in front of us, and that might be just as entertaining as watching them actually be really good at basketball, is watching them implode in front of our eyes.
Exactly.
All of that's going to be so much fun to see that. Like, I'm excited now, and we're going through the schedule. Bucks and Nets are supposed to play next Monday. Like, whew, I am going to watch that game no matter what. I am watching that basketball game. That is so cool.
Like, the NBA is actually in it. It's worth watching again because Yeah, exactly. What you said. We got storylines.
It's going to be super fun. It's going to be super fun. Whew. Whew. I'm coming down right now. I'm coming down from this one. Whew. Ah. All right. Well, I guess we'll stick here for a sec. I guess I was going to talk about Joel Embiid for MVP, but this is a once – I've been doing these things for like a year and a half. There has never been a day like this where we are live on the air and talking about this craziness right now.
Kyle, I want to ask you a question. You know, since we got about 15 more minutes to go, yes, we're basically putting the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA Finals. I feel like I'm dang near giving them the title, but. Is there another team out there that can possibly overthrow them in the East, or do you just think that can't happen at all?
Yeah, there's one team. It's the Bucks. The Bucks are the one team that can do that. Everyone else, I don't think anyone else has a player as good as Kevin Durant or James Harden. I think the Bucks are the only team in the East that has a player as good as either one of those dudes. So yeah, I think the team where they can still give them a run for their money, because the last two seasons the Bucks have been far and away the best team in the Eastern Conference. They flame out in the playoffs, but regular season they've won more games. I think the next closest team is like 15 games behind them in terms of best record. I think it's Toronto, but it's like Milwaukee has a player as good as Brooklyn's best player. And that was the case before. Like, going into the season, I said, like, Milwaukee and Brooklyn are in the same tier. They're both, like, they have superstar players, like, the only teams in the East that have superstar players, because Boston has Jason Tatum. Miami's got Jimmy Butler, who was a superstar for, like, four games during the NBA Finals. Like, that was hero ball, not Tyler Hero ball, but just hero ball that Jimmy Butler was doing in the NBA Finals. But he's been hurt now, and we're kind of seeing, like, that he can't do that all the time. The same way LeBron can't be 50-point triple-double in the finals all the time. Sometimes it's got to be 25-8-8. Can't be 50-point triple-doubles all the time. So, yeah, the Celtics have Tatum. They have Jimmy Butler. I mean, the Pacers have Caris LeVert now. So there's only so much all these people can do. And so Milwaukee is the team I would say there is a scenario. There is a legitimate scenario based on we don't know what Brooklyn's going to do, but they just have all the talent thrown together. And there, people have legitimate concerns like how the talent will work together. But I just like when you get three players that are as talented as that, you worry about the fit later. Just get them on the same team together and we'll figure it out from there kind of thing. But the Bucks are a team I could say they could still beat Brooklyn in a 7-game series in probably the Eastern Conference Finals. That is the only team that poses a threat to Brooklyn. And then the Lakers in the West and maybe the Clippers. We'll see what the Clippers look like. Nope. Do we still have Martez there? Oh, he is.
Oh yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I was just answering your question. To your point, yeah, the Bucks are the team. The Bucks are the team that could beat the Brooklyn in a 7-game series. That, to answer your question, yes. That is the one team that has a chance.
Wow, because you know what? Don't get me wrong, man. That's a good pick, and I understand why you say that, but there's just something about Giannis, man. I can't get behind him. I don't trust him as a someone that can lead a team to the championship. I think he had two golden years, last year and the year before last, to make some noise. And I think this year maybe
noise with at least to like make noise with this team though, because like I think he's only 26 if I'm not mistaken. I think Giannis is like 26 years old at this point.
Oh yeah.
but sorry, I cut you off there. What were you saying?
No, you're fine. I was just you just kind of like put me in my place because yeah, he's still young and like he got a lot of time to go to win a championship.
But now you've seen it twice, so it's like twice is kind of a pattern, and we've seen him flame out in the playoffs. Now he did get hurt in the Bucks series or the Heat series, but they were down 0-2 at that point. So
right.
I you've seen it twice now, so it's like I don't know.
Yeah, and I was hoping that he wasn't going to sign with the Bucks. I wanted to see him go to the Warriors.
That would have been fun.
But oh well.
Well, yeah, I said there was a 0% chance that he would re-sign with the Bucks, and then it happened. But my dream scenario was pairing him with Luka. That was my dream scenario in the off season.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, Luka is a whole nother story. He's a monster, man. That would have been a good
yeah.
pairing.
Yeah, that one would have been fun to see. I'm interested to see how Dallas goes about that because I think Dallas is fine right now.
Yeah, and you know who I feel bad for right now is our boy. I don't know if that's your boy, but Russell Westbrook. Like Westbrook, both of his former teammates have basically deserted him. You know, Kevin Durant and James Harden. Oh, I think I used the word correctly, but he's over there in Washington.
Yeah.
He won't be able to sniff a championship. But he's going to get a chance to watch James and Kevin win a championship when it really could have been them three years back.
Yeah,
winning
man.
A championship. So,
I
feel bad for
that's the thing that that's the thing I've always said. I will never understand how that Oklahoma City team did not win a championship when you had – 23-year-old Kevin Durant, 22-year-old Russell Westbrook, and 21-year-old James Harden, and they were in the NBA Finals and favored to beat the Miami Heat before the series started. It's unbelievable that they did not win a championship. Of course, they broke up early, but I mean, man, those three together and Russell Westbrook, yeah, it's the end of the road for him, and he'll enjoy the next 3 years in Washington. Just he can be the man, and he'll be happier than being. It can be his team again. Yeah, I know Bradley Beal is there, but it can be Russ's team again, kind of like it was with OKC, where he can be the vocal leader he was always meant to be.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I mean James Harden, Russell Westbrook. James Harden, Westbrook, and Kevin Durant, man. Now you just swap Kyrie Irving in there. We're getting to see the threes company all over again because all of them have an MVP, and I know Kyrie doesn't have one, and it's a little less than – I was talking about Westbrook and them, but I know Kyrie doesn't have an MVP, but, I mean, it's as close as you're going to get to what we had in OKC.
Right. Now, Kyle, I'm putting you back on the witness stand, or I'm putting you back on the stand. With this super team, if it plays out the way we think it's going to play out with Kyrie, Kevin, and James, where does this super team rank in super team history? I think about Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, who was a pretty good super team. Think about LeBron, Wade, Bosh, that was a super team. I think about Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. That was a super team. And even right now, like you say, in L.A., you got Davis and LeBron. Where does this super team rank potential-wise?
The joke I've made with the Lakers is it's Davis, LeBron, and whoever scores 20 a game. Because someone always scores 20 points, but it's always just someone different every night. One night it's Danny Green, one night it's Kuzma, one night it's Montrezl Harrell or Dennis Schroeder or whatever. But, I mean, again, in my lifetime, because, like, I was young when the big three Celtics were there. Like, I was, like, 8 years old when they won that championship. But I would say the Warriors have to be number one because that is just – it's the most dominating basketball I've ever seen. And – the big three Miami Heat are there. And I guess it's like them and the Cavs, like this version and the Cavs, but I don't know how we view the OKC big three because they were only together for like a short time and they were all super young, but that's the only one of the three that has three MVPs on it. But right now, just on the talent level, I would put them somewhere in a tie with the Cavs that won the championship in 2019 with Love and Kyrie and LeBron. Like, they're somewhere in there right now. Like, they're kind of about that. They're not quite the Warriors. They're not quite the big three Heat. They're somewhere in there right now.
Mm-hmm. I like that, man. That's a proper place to rank them at. But I just can't wait.
I can't wait to see them play on the floor. I'm looking back at this trade now. So you've got 8 picks for the Rockets. You've got Oladipo. You've got Dante Exum. You've got Karukas, which, again, those two are just role players. But Oladipo fills the Harden role. The Pacers swap in Caris LeVert. I mean, the Pacers, it's weird because the Pacers always seem to do this where they're like 7-4 to start the season. It's always a new dude. First it was Oladipo, then it was Sabonis. In the bubble it was TJ Warren. For a little bit last year it was Malcolm Brogdon. And now I guess it's going to be Caris LeVert. It's always another dude that just gets them to like the 5th or 6th seed and they lose in the first round. But they keep doing it over and over. It's really weird. But anyways, the Pacers are in that interesting place. The Rockets are – I don't know what to do with the Rockets now. Like, this is tough to figure out. But, I mean, Oladipo is a free agent at the end of the year, and I assume they're going to, like, try and get a new deal here, which is going to make things a little bit more complex. And Harden. Yeah, Harden. Oladipo's on an expiring contract. No extension there. They're still waiting to see how that one's going to play out. Think about this, about the James Harden side of it. I just realized, and this will probably be the last thing I think about is like, or talk about here, is James Harden got exactly what he wanted out of all of this. Like, from requesting a trade, from skipping training camp, to all the headlines and the news stories, to COVID tests, to canceling a Rockets game, but that wasn't actually him, it was the other guy. But everyone wants to create the narrative that it was James Harden. To comments yesterday, to Boogie Cousins calling him out, to John Wall calling him out, James Harden got exactly what he wanted. He requested a trade to the Brooklyn Nets. He got exactly what he wanted. And it is the power of the superstar. Like, superstars have so much power in this league. Anthony Davis flexed it also. He got exactly what he wanted through requesting a trade publicly, to Rich Paul becoming the bad guy, to getting his GM fired in New Orleans, to the That's All Folks t-shirt. He got exactly what he wanted. And James Harden made it ugly and got exactly what he wanted. It's absolutely insane and absolutely awesome to see. And I really hope Deshaun Watson gets exactly what he wants, because Lord knows he needs a change of scenery as well. So, that is so cool that James Harden got everything he wanted out of this. And, oh, my God, we're going to get to see. This is what I said at the beginning. Like, we need James Harden on the Brooklyn Nets. As NBA fans, we all need James Harden to end up on the Brooklyn Nets.
Right. We need to try to get somebody on the show tomorrow in Brooklyn, maybe some kind of insider to see what the city is like, what the city is going through right now. I think that'd be cool.
That's a fantastic idea. That is a fantastic idea.
I'm going to work behind the scenes and see if we can get that to happen for tomorrow, because this is huge.
You are the best, Martez. That is so cool, man. Like,
thank you. Thank you, my friend.
This was a fun day. This is not where I had this going, but this was a fun day. This is the beauty of live radio, right? You just have to react live in the moment. Just keep talking about it as you're reading details on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And whew, that was crazy. That was crazy. This is a good season premiere. I don't know if we're going to be able to top this one, but this is a good season premiere. All right, let me take a break so I can finish this off. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping into the Take It Easy radio show. We'll be back again tomorrow on Open Talk Radio. The podcast comes out every day, Monday through Friday, as well as Wired Up on Saturday. It's an extension of the podcast. And again, Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash. Follow there on Instagram. Follow Take It Easy Podcast on Instagram. There's some underscores in between all the words. So with all that being said, thank you for stopping in today. And as always, take it easy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.